Hello.
Hello. Who is this?
What's funny, Mike, actually, is that just to get in the mood, I watched an episode of the UK version of Skins before
oh.
I...
oh, dear. What's the first podcast. Series, second series? Where are we looking at this?
The first one.
Yeah, that was a... That was an interesting show. Apparently, there was an American version, and there was a ridiculous amount of uproar about that. Am I right in thinking that?
Yes, yes. I haven't seen the American version. I'm only kind of tangibly familiar with the uproar surrounding it. It was MTV version.
It just doesn't seem like something. No offense, that you guys would take kindly to on TV on the whole.
Well. You know, I mean, I haven't seen that version, so I don't know how, how bad or not it was. You know, I could tell you some things that weren't on that version, i.e., we could go on.
Why are we doing this? Hiya, Brett.
Hi, Brett. We have Brett Kelly with us. We're just completely ignoring him and talking about risque teen-based television shows. How are you, Brett?
You guys are jerks. No, I'm fine. I'm really good. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. Have you seen Skins?
I have no idea what that is.
Terrific. Excellent. So we can end that conversation
like
right
how
here.
I like bring to alienate a riding call to the yeah. That's how I roll. Captain on sequitur, that's me, buddy.
Oh, see, I was going to call you General Wet Blanket, but that's okay.
Right, I would now like to set the scene. Okay.
All right.
So
you go ahead, Mike.
I'm going to do that. Back in episode 2, Patrick laid down the gauntlet and decided that he was going to rag on Evernote for about 15 minutes. where we were talking about everything buckets and information silos as well. Then my good friend, Mr. Brett Kelly, contacted me and said, this simply is not good enough. I need to come on and give Pat what for. It's taken us quite a while to get him on because he's an international superstar. So today we're going to have a bit of a discussion in which Brett is going to try and give a little bit of argument back to Pat as to why Evernote is an awesome product. Just before we begin, Brett is an employee for the Evernote Corporation. The Evernote Corporation? Or have I made it too big?
No, it's Evernote Corporation.
So any opinions that he has or anything that he does say are his own opinion and are not that of Evernote. Is that fair to say, Brett?
Yes, that is fair to say.
So Brett will be in the green corner for this discussion, and Mr. Roan will be in the red corner, and I would like to throw over to Mr. Roan to start in round one.
Can I say I'll be the one wearing the elephant trunks? Whip shot.
And in regards to Pat's minimalism, he is the one wearing the G-string. So Mr. Roan in the minimalism
corner.
He's
wearing a smile.
Mr. Roan, would you like to reiterate your points and maybe just give us a bit more background as to why you hate Evernote.
Oh, geez. Hate is such a strong word. Mistrust is more like it. No, seriously.
Now look at
I like Evernote. I do. I like Evernote. I think Evernote is a decent product. I think it offers a lot of benefits. I really would love to use Evernote, as a matter of fact. The ability to, Windows and Mac and the, ubiquitousness of the information, iPhone, iPad, being able to have that data everywhere, great thing. The problem comes when you want to, or in fact need to, get that data out, especially en masse. It's difficult at best, and I understand from a technical standpoint why it is so. But still, that doesn't alleviate the issue that getting your data in is much easier than getting it out, especially if you want to get out a lot of it. If you want to, say, switch to another program or give something else a shot, it's really, really difficult. And because of that, I have a really hard time trusting it with my data, with my notes, with my, PDFs, research materials, what have you, as everything buckets go. And so, it's not so much a dislike of Evernote. I like Evernote. I can't use it for that reason. I think when people ask me about what my thoughts are on Evernote, and, I kind of have to lead with that because I think it's important to know. And I think it's a consideration that most people don't make, and they won't make it until it's too late.
Well, hi.
Hi. Yeah. Hi, Brett.
I thought that was potentially a knockout punch there.
No. Come on, man. sorry. So I think that while I agree with most of your sentiments, two things. I think that, first of all, Evernote is definitely not for everybody. I mean, I think that the company will probably disagree with me on that, but I don't think that if your primary concern or one of your primary requirements in a piece of software is your ability to move data out of it as easily or, relatively as it is to get data into it, then yeah, Evernote's not gonna inflate your date, so to speak. But if you but I think that for most people, when they look at what a piece of software can do, what it can offer in terms of how it's normally used, not in the cataclysmic data centers on fire situation where they got to get data out of it quickly and it's something else that's reasonably usable. But if they're just thinking about how they can, well, I want to be able to make a list of ingredients for this, this flambé thing I'm making later, and I want to be able to read it on my phone and edit it on my computer and have it, at the grocery store, that kind of thing. Or, just, and there's a ton of different use cases that Evernote could, fit in that sort of idea. But I think that for most people, most and even most geeks, I would say, if you're going to stack up the applications that offer these sort of features like Ojimbo and Evernote, and I don't really know of any others, but they're mostly going to do the same kinds of things. One of the big reasons why I don't use Ojimbo is because I can't read my data anywhere but on my Mac or on my iPad. I know a lot of guys love Ojimbo, and I have nothing against it. But for me, that would be a deal breaker for me. Like I use Evernote enough away from my house with my phone, that I would feel strained if I didn't have that capability. But I really don't want to gloss over too easily the idea that just because you can't get your data out easily, and I would argue that you can to a certain degree, maybe not the way not the way you're describing. Like, you can't put a plain text file in and get a plain text file out. That will not work, admittedly. But if you want to be able to export all of your information out of Evernote, if you export all of your information out of any application, like if I dumped all of my data out of OmniFocus right now and tried to input it into Things or whatever other task management apps there are, like, I would be signing myself on for several hours worth of work, probably. Maybe not several, but a couple at least. Now, if you took my 3 years of Evernote data and said, okay, now you got to move it into Yojimbo or something else, like, the time I've spent using that piece of software, Evernote, would dictate, yeah, migrating away from this is going to take me a very long time, but it's not impossible. And I think that needs to be made clear, is getting information out of Evernote it all depends on what you're trying to do with it. But if you want to move it into a similar everything bucket style application, it's going to be, a long weekend and probably a couple of 12 packs, but you can do it, And
fair enough.
So do you have any retorts?
Well, and Yeah, I do have a retort against that.
Okay, let's hear it.
And that is
that... It's far too serious.
And that is that... I mean, I've got 1,900 and change notes in Yojimbo right now.
Right.
And like you said, one of the things about Yojimbo is if I select everything in my, you know, in my... you know, database, as it were, in Yojimbo, and go to File, Export, point it at a folder I want it to export to, it will export everything out exactly as it went in.
Okay, I have a question about that.
Yep.
So if you have a, we'll just call them notes. I don't know what the Yojimbo
vernac
is for that.
We'll call them notes.
So if you have a note in Yojimbo that's a PDF,
yes.
Are you able to, like, write things or add other things to that note, like add a zip file or some text, like some plain text? Like, can you?
No.
Okay, so a PDF note in Yojimbo is that's all it is. You can't add other things.
It's a PDF. You can't, you know, edit it, or, you know, it basically is using the same engine as Preview uses to do that. Now, you know, certainly you can open it up in Preview, annotate it, that sort of thing, save, and it'll save back in to the Yojimbo database. I mean, that's one of the things I actually do, not with PDFs often, but certainly with text-based notes and RTF-based notes, I oftentimes will, you know, control-click and say open in text edit, and it'll open it up in text edit, and I'll type, save. And when I go back into Yojimbo, it'll be all there, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. Well, does Yojimbo search inside files? Like, if you drag a plain text file in, will it search the contents of that file?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Certainly.
Okay.
Yeah. And it also will search PDFs and, you know, RTFs and,
right,
you know, if web, you know, web archives. But one thing it doesn't do that, you know, in Yojimbo's advantage is Yojimbo can, I believe this, it only does it with the pro version, right? Right? Is that true? With images, where it can read the text in an image, so you could, like, take a picture of a business card and it'll try to OCR it?
Okay. Images, it does that for everybody. PDFs, it only does that for premium users.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, because in Evernote, you have the OCR stuff.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Right. So yeah, I guess, you know, my point is, getting back to my where we started with this, is I can export all that stuff out to a folder and import it into Evernote in about 10 or 15 minutes.
Right.
Can I mean, ask something?
Going from Yojimbo into Evernote, or just about anywhere else, or even just saving that stuff out to just a bunch of files that you then throw onto your Dropbox, you know, or just anywhere on your hard drive, completely can do that.
Let me poke the fire a little bit. So we're talking about how great it is, or how easy it is to export things from Yojimbo, but does Yojimbo have the same amount of sort of capture options as a service like Evernote does?
No, not even close.
So how useful is an everything bucket if you can't get everything into it?
Wow.
Devil's advocate. I'll state my allegiances at the end, but it just occurred to me.
I'm like bringing the smack down.
Stick that in Yojimbo, buddy.
Yojimbo.
I will say that is probably you know, Yojimbo's biggest drawback, and I would argue, you know, it's just not just Yojimbo. You know, this is bare bones software in my experience, not only having been a longtime Mac user, having worked in software development, having actually worked with worked in communication with bare bones. They are very, very careful with the features that they add, and the development of their products. They are not fast about it whatsoever. They are very slow about it, and that has its advantages. But the disadvantages are, you know, they finally came out with an iPad app for your Yojimbo. And even in that case, it's read-only. You can't edit any of your notes.
That really annoyed me when they did
on
that.
The iPad. It is a read-only affair. You can sync your Yojimbo data to the iPad, right? Like, not even the iPhone. Not even the, you know, it's not even like you can, like, you know, they could have chosen to say, you know what, we'll figure out a way for people to be able to edit text notes, but not allow them to edit, web page content or add things or whatever. You know, I mean, there's a lot of options that they could have chose there, but they didn't, because that's just how they are. And when you ask them about these things, and when you say, you know, you're up in arms about, you know, hey, why didn't you do this? Or this was so dumb. Why did you? Oh my God. You know, they will respond with, you know, they'll shrug their shoulders and they'll just go, well, sorry. It'll come sometime, maybe. But we don't talk about what we're doing in development. So, you know, your feature request is noted. Move along now. You know?
Nothing to see.
There's nothing to see here. You know, just be happy with what you got, because we didn't even have to do that, you know? And it's, you know, it's very frustrating. It can be very frustrating. And that is one thing I have to say in Evernote's favor, is that they are constantly, it's not only the ubiquitousness of the data, and apps for multiple platforms, Windows, Mac, you can view this stuff on your browser, you can Android, iOS, you know, wherever, you know, if, you know, I'm surprised they don't have Evernote for the Kindle yet, to be honest with you. I mean, that data is just everywhere, right? Mm. And that's their goal.
My microwave.
It's a beta version.
It's in beta, yeah. I'm testing this right now. So cool.
Actually, it's the, you know, for as many recipes as I have in my Yojimbo, you know, I mean, I can't tell you. I mean, like half the stuff I cook that I need a recipe for, I pull it up on Yojimbo on my iPad and put the iPad and put the iPad on the, I've got a little recipe, you know, our cookbook stand in my kitchen. And I throw the iPad on it, read the recipe there. So. Yeah, I mean, that is a sticking point, and one that makes me very envious of Evernote.
It's so easy, dude. Sorry, I'm just trying to egg you on.
I just feel, in my opinion, the way that we sort of are now, and the way that everyone's sort of multi-device, having the ability to have something that is sort of platform agnostic is better for me. And I would prefer, maybe not prefer, but I would happily take the trade-off of, yes, it might take a little bit more work for me to get my data out, to actually then be able to just use the service to the full capabilities that I'd like to use it for.
Yeah. Well, and that's it, right? It's all a trade-off.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I think, anybody who decides that they want to start storing their information in an application like Yojimbo or Evernote, like, they're, I mean, maybe they will, maybe they won't, but they should think about, you know, what am I giving up sort of implicitly by doing this? And with Yojimbo, yeah, you have the ability to get everything out super fast if, you know, there's a timer going somewhere. But with Evernote, you have, you know, a lot of other, in my opinion, way cooler stuff. And like the fact that it would take me a long weekend to get all of my data out of Evernote into something else crudely is, I'm more than willing to make that concession.
Yeah,
and I think that a lot of people probably are too, because, I mean, like it or not, people don't sit down and think, okay, I'm gonna, you know, like if they go to a car dealership, the thing they think about when they go to test drive it is not how quickly can I remove my body from this car in an emergency. You know what I mean? They're thinking about, how does this feel? How do I like how this works? And you know, they might get back to the dealership and the shiny veneered guy might go, oh, well, this is the safest car and the this and that and whatever. And, you know, it's got an ejector seat. And, oh, well, cool. So I can get out of this thing really fast if I need to. Or it may not. but that's not on the forefront of people's minds when they decide, no. you know, that I'm going to adopt this one platform or this one piece of technology.
That said, I think anyone who has been in a serious accident, using your analogy, when they go to buy their next car, suddenly, you know, whereas security and safety may not have been that big of a concern before they had that accident and when they first purchased the car, it's certainly going to be a concern for the next car that they purchase.
Right.
Right.
I don't disagree with that.
And, you know, and yeah, my mom having, you know, recently wrapped her Volkswagen Beetle around a light pole going about 50 miles an hour. And literally you looked at the front of the Beetle, and I'm not joking about this. It looked like a freaking cartoon because the front had this highway light pole shaped indentation in the front, right?
It's like when Wile E. Coyote gets an anvil dropped on his head.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Right. You know, it's shaped like his head. That's what the front of this Beetle looked like. My mom had a couple of scratches. Guess what car she's going to buy next?
Porsche Carrera.
No, it won't be. No. You know, she loved the Beetle before. She loves it even more now that it saved her life, literally. Yeah. And I think, you know, and it should be stated, and I believe I stated this on the last episode, that that's where my approach to these sorts of things came from, was I had an issue when I was using Evernote. And much to Evernote's credit, this was not a bug with them. It had to do with a corrupted version of Courier in Leopard, but it at least appeared for the immediate term that all of my plain text notes in Evernote were corrupted. And I wanted to get everything out of there as fast as I could. You know, not knowing if this was something that was going to corrupt all of my data in there, and, you know, having had data corrupted. And
that's
so,
a new feature we're offering. On-demand data corruption.
On-demand data corruption. But you get what I'm saying, right?
Yeah,
you know,
no, totally.
It's the same thing as the accident, right?
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, so if you've had a
having had that
issue
experience
in the past, yeah, you're going to be more gun-shy about things like that, and mm-hmm. I totally understand. But yeah. I mean, starting from, you know, ground zero or whatever, like you haven't had any.
Like major, a normal person does?
Yeah, like a regular, a regular guy might not think about all these things and might see, okay, well, you've got Yojimbo and alternatives, or you've got Evernote, and here's what they can all do, and here's how they stack up in terms of features and ubiquity of data and all that stuff. And I think the reason why Evernote is so popular is because it really, really wins a lot of those, you know, tit for tat arguments with other pieces of software. And I'm not suggesting that Evernote doesn't have its warts and there aren't things that it could do better, because there totally are, but and again, biased, but like the fact that I can get everything into Evernote really, really fast and find it really, really fast is far outweighs. I mean, I would be willing to spend a month migrating data out of Evernote if the company exploded or something. Like, it wouldn't be a problem for me. Like, I'm more than willing to make that trade-off because of how useful it is to me, you know, day to day.
Fair
enough.
And
I understand that that's not something that a lot of people would share. Maybe it is. I don't know. But like, and I can definitely see why you would be like, well, we'll, you know, hang on a minute. But for me, it's a no-brainer.
All right. Well, Brett, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your views. And I really do think that Evernote is a really good product. And if you're willing to make that trade-off, and I really think it's a better product if people actually have your book in hand to get the best out of it. So let's wrap this up. Tell us where you could be found, where your book can be found,
okay.
The whole nine yards.
All right. I have a web blog internet homepage at nerdgap.com, nerdgap.com. And I wrote a book, an ebook about Evernote called Evernote Essentials, which you can find both at nerdgap.com and also at evernoteessentials.com. And it's cheap, and a lot of people like it. Maybe you will too. I know Patrick does.
I love it. It's a great book.
And you guys are gentlemen for having me. I appreciate it. And putting up with my bullcrap jokes.
The great jokes. You can tell that we've maybe been a little more punchy than usual, and that is because of Brett's awesome influence.
Yes. And, you know, it's been a real honor and pleasure to have you on, my friend, as always. And we'll look forward to having you back again some other time.
Look forward to it. Can't wait.
All right. Sounds good. And Mike, thank you as always.
Thank you, sir.
Always a pleasure, my friend. And we'll talk later.
We will. Cheers.
Cheers.
Cheers, fellas.